Siman Tov Reish Ayin Ches Ner Shel Shabbos Pod and Ner Shel Chanukah. Okay, this is a famous memra with a great story, which we may have said in the past. We'll say it again. And from Rava Shabbos Daf Chav Gimel. Mi She'ein Yodo Maseges Liknos Ner Chanukah Ner Shabbos. Someone Volino has no money. He does not have enough money to buy both Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos. What takes precedence? Yikne Ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos takes priority. Why? Nei Shalom Beiso. Because Ner Shabbos is Kavod Shabbos, Onik Shabbos, and Shalom Bayis. So Shalom Bayis wins out over Pirsumei Nisa. That's a famous vart of Rav Nachum Harodna. Chavetz Chaim went to see his Rebbe, Rav Nachum Harodna, like Hanukkah candles. And he goes, and he's waiting, and it's Shkia, and it's Tzeis, and it's 10 minutes after, 20, 30, 40, 50, hour after Tzeis, and the Rebbe's not lighting. And finally, the Chavetz Chaim says to the Rebbe, Rebbe, why is Rebbe not lighting Hanukkah candles? It's already, and I'll take a regal and I shook. So, well, my wife's not home, and she really appreciates watching me light candles and listen to me make the brachos. And for Shalom Bayis reasons, I'm waiting for my wife. And how do you know that Shalom Bayis takes priority over Ner Chanukah? From this halacha, that Ner Shabbos takes priority over Ner Chanukah, Ner Shalom Bayis. So he waited for his wife to make the, I don't think that doesn't mean if his wife decides that she doesn't want him to light Hanukkah candles at all. So for Shalom Bayis, he's not going to light Hanukkah candles at all, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it gives us a way of looking at the world. Okay. Mishabur Sifkat and Aleph. Im yesh lo ner echad lebeiso sag. Okay, so now when we're talking about, he doesn't have enough money for Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah, so Me'ikar Adin, Ner Shabbos is one candle. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Zachar v'Shamar, to have two candles. But that's not Me'ikar Adin. Me'ikar Adin, need one candle. People have a minig, all sorts of minhagim. Can I get the children? Can I get this? Can I get that? But Me'ikar Adin, you only need one. And therefore, Ner Shabbos takes priority. That means one candle for Ner Shabbos, and any extra money should go for Ner Chanukah. Afagav de Tovah Roi Shiyes Shnei Neros to Shabbos because the Elbasim Reis Samach Kimo. Because Malcolm, but Malcolm Atchak, when you're dealing with the Shas Alchak, he doesn't have enough money for both. Dai Shiyes Ner Echer Al Hashulchan Shaochel Vashar Le Ner Chanukah. So one candle for Shabbos and the rest for Chanukah. And not only will he have a mina mahajin, if he has enough money for more than two candles, he should put the extra money into the mahajin of Ner Chanukah as opposed to perhaps the hiddur of more Ner Shabbos. Why is that? Why does the Ner Chanukah, the hiddur of Ner Chanukah take priority over what we'll call it a hiddur of Ner Shabbos? As a Shara Tzion Ois Gemo, Taimo the Inyan Mahajin Nizka Begemara. The hiddur of Mahajin and Mahajin of Ner Chanukah is in the Gemara. Mashenkein, the idea of lighting more Ner Shabbos, that came later. And therefore, the Hiddur of Ner Chanukah takes, the Ikar Adin of Ner Shabbos takes precedence over Ner Chanukah, but the Hiddur of Ner Chanukah takes precedence over the Hiddur of Ner Shabbos. Mishra Sivkotan, Beis, Mei, Shalom, Beiso. Yesh Omen, Dibizman, Azesh, Shemadlikin, Bifnim. Yikne, Ner Chanukah, Sherelo, Yeshe, Bechoshech. Now, Mishra brings down from the Poskim a very interesting hara. In the olden days, Neros Chanukah were lit outside. So if you didn't have Ner Shabbos, it was pitch dark in the house. But nowadays, where the Ner Chanukah is lit inside, so you're going to have light in the house. So maybe Ner Chanukah should take precedence over Ner Shabbos. You're lighting in the house and you're going to have Shalom Bayis. So there is such an opinion that nowadays Ner Chanukah should take precedence because anyway, he's not going to be sitting in the dark. But we know you're not allowed to benefit from the candles. Even though you're not allowed to benefit from the candles, from the light. Have kishasa sakana the isal el and tafresh ayin aleph hey demanicha al shulchan that you leave it on the table. Now, normally you're supposed to have a shamish, but we've already learned that even if you don't have a shamish, I'm sitting on the couch. The only light in my house is the Neros Chanukah. I don't have to close my eyes. I can't read, I can't count my money, I can't do things, but I can sit on the couch. And then the Mishnah told us, not only can you sit on the couch, I can walk across the house also. Oh, but by Mamela, I'm getting Hana. Aha, Hana, that comes to Mamela, that's okay. As long as you're not actually doing anything by the light of the candle. So here, Mamela, you're going to have light. And therefore, maybe it should be okay. This most folks can disagree with the cheshbon, and the first the money for the first candle goes for Ner Shabbos. Okay. So the Ramah tells us to look at Reish Samach Gimel. Gimel Hilchos Ner Shabbos. What does it say over there? It says Mishnah Yosef Katan Gimel. The Rosh Hashanah Ain Yado Masegas Ner Shabbos for Kiddush Hayom. He doesn't have enough money for Shabbos. Ner Shabbos Kiddush Hayom. Also Ner Shabbos Kodesh. Shalom Bayis. Continues the Mechaber. Rim Yeshlo the Shel Shabbos. He has Shabbos candle. He has a Shabbos candle. The Ainlo the Ner Chanukah Ule Yayin the Kiddush Hayom. He doesn't have enough money for both Kiddush wine and Ner Chanukah. Yiknel in Ner Chanukah Mishum Persume Nisa. Ner Chanukah takes precedence over the Kiddush wine because of Persume Nisa. Mishumur Sifkatan Dalid. Ainlo the Ner Chanukah with a Yayin for Kiddush. Umayri the Yeshlo Pas. He has bread. Then Ainlo Pas, Kniyasa Pas, Dokar Filin Ner Shal Shabbos. If he doesn't have bread, then buying bread is Dokha everything else. The Koshke near Hanukkah, the Kiddush Hayom. Okay, now why does the bread take precedence? So there's three. It could be three reasons. It could be the bread takes precedence because you're making. We'll see. You're going to make Kiddush on the bread, so you need something to make Kiddush on. I don't need wine to make Kiddush on. No wine, I make Kiddush on the challah. So I need bread to make Kiddush. It could be without challah, I'm losing out on my Sudas Shabbos, or it doesn't have to be so from. You don't have to starve. You're allowed to have food. The ikar food of a person is bread. We don't expect him to starve in order to be able to do these other mitzvahs. So any one of those three really is a theoretical possibility why the bread takes priority even over the Ner Shabbos. Mishra Sifkatum Bob. Now, it is interesting that Ner Chanukah takes precedence over Kiddush wine because Kiddush is Doraisa. But the Kiddush on the wine, we hold, is not Doraisa. The wine part is the Rabbana. That's what Mishra points out Sifkatan Vav. Mishra Persumini. He said, Kiddush Hayom Halo Yachol the Kaddish Papas. We're talking about where he has bread and he can make Kiddush on bread instead of the wine. Uvalav Hachi Kiddush Alayayin Hurak Mid Rabbana. The Kiddush on the wine itself, that's only the Rabbana. The Minatar Yotzeb is Chiras Varabam. The Minatar Yotzeb, which is mentioning the Kiddush, according to the famous Magen Avraham, he's Yotze with davening Maariv Friday night, even though the Mishnah Berura, the Bir Halacha, tries to figure out exactly how that works. He's not, doesn't seem so convinced when he tackles that Magen Avraham head on, except he does mention it numerous times, so even though he's doesn't seem so convinced, but the Magen Avraham still said it, and he does recognize that and appreciate that. Hagavu di Ner Chanukah kodem liyayin liyayin havdala. Ner Chanukah comes before yayin havdala. Mishabur lasifkot on zayin. Mishum hai taima. Pursume nisa. There also havdala might be doraisa. That's a discussion. But you yotze without the wine. The wine's only to rabbanan. You certainly yotze without it. Baruch ha-mavdu b'kodesh l'cho. Okay. So that is Siman Tov Reish Ayin Ches. We'll do one more.